Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello there and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. This edition is going to be a follow-up on where we're at in our campaign for Congress. As you know, on July 15th, that was my last day on KSL News Radio. Ever since then, I have been working to get your vote and to raise money to run for Congress as a Republican in the Congressional 4th District. And it has been very educational, very informative. I've really enjoyed it. It's been very different. It's very strange not being on the radio every day. It's also strange not having a place that I have to be at every day at the exact same time. I have to be a little bit more of a self-motivator and get out there and do the work without anybody telling me. But I'm excited to, because as you know, if you know me, I'm very passionate about this country, and I'm very concerned about the direction that we're going and the lack of civility that exists out there. The part of the campaign that has been the most difficult for me is the money part of the campaign. I am terrible at asking for money. Terrible. I'm terrible at asking anybody for anything. I like to just, you know, be on the microphone. If you've listened to my show, you'd never know, for example, listening to my show, that I write books. You might know that I write apps, that I have mentioned that a few times, but I never mention the apps specifically because I'm not the best self-promoter. It was in my contract with KSL that I could actually talk specifically about my books and my apps, but I never did because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at promoting myself. And now here I am as a candidate, and I'm supposed to get out there, and people are like, well, why are you the best person? And why are you, you know what I mean? It's like this complete reversal of everything that I am. And I have to go through that process in order to get to Congress. And I understand why people ask those questions, and I appreciate those questions. It's just a different me that has to come out, that I have to develop, especially asking for money. Now, the good news is the polling that we've done shows that I have a substantial lead over anybody else in the race, as far as the primary is concerned, 19 points ahead of them, at least. It's a huge margin. The problem is they're all outraising me. They're all out fundraising me because they have connections to the traditional resources. And I don't have those. Anybody who's donated to me, they're new money. They're people who haven't donated to campaigns before. And I really, really appreciate that. But we need money. And I'll tell you why. You may say, JMAC, you're ahead in the polls. What do you need money for? Well, there's one thing coming up that we have to raise money for. And that is, in order to get on the ballot, you have to come up with 7,000 signatures that are register voters within your district, and you only have a short period of time to come up with those signatures. Now, this starts for us in January. We'll start collecting signatures. It is, from what I've been told and from what I've seen, it is next to impossible to raise enough signatures without paying a company to help you get those signatures. Now, we're going to go out and we're going to have our volunteers and we're going to do as much as we can. But everything that I've seen, everything that I can look at for information tells me we are going to need money to get on the ballot, to raise signatures. And so that's where I'm coming to you, and I'm doing something that I'm terrible at, but I'm asking you to go to JMAC for Utah and make a donation. Because without your donation, we're not going to get on the ballot. And this is what's crazy, even with a 19-point lead, we will not get on the ballot unless we're able to raise those signatures. So I need you to make a donation. Now, I would prefer that you joined our Keystone Club and that you committed to make a donation of $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month. And we have some great rewards for people who do commit to donate once a month. The reason I like the once a month donation is because if I get enough of those, then all of a sudden the need to run to wealthy donors or super PACs or special interests, that goes away. And that keeps the power and the representation with the people. So in my ideal world, I have enough Keystone members donating small amounts every month that it pays for the campaign. And then I don't have to do what so many politicians do. I told you in a previous podcast that members of Congress, while in session, spend 30 hours a week calling wealthy donors, getting them to donate for the upcoming elections. That's a lot of time that should be spent focusing on legislative matters. And it's a lot of wealthy people that are paying for our elections and not you, the individual. So one of the ways that I would like to change Washington is to ask you to commit to that monthly donation. If you can't do it, I completely understand. Go to jmacforutah.com and make a one-time donation. But whatever you can do, we have 2 months now to raise enough money to get these signatures. So I absolutely need your help right now. If we can get on the ballot, we're going to do fine. We won't have to raise as much money as everybody else. But getting on the ballot is step one. So again, please, Morgan will put a link to everything in the podcast description. jmacforutah.com. Click on donate and make a one-time or a monthly donation now. This is the only way we're going to create this change. This is the only way. If you keep sending the same to Washington, you're going to get the same. So let's change that.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.